My name's Esco. I'm from the Satori Lab in Wales, and I'm also one of the organizers of Gough Camp Cymru.
For your sins.
For my sins, yeah. And I'm a repeat offender at Gough Camps of all sorts, local, UK.
Yeah. So what have you got from today?
Actually, today, for me, it's the first year that I've done corridor camp, mostly. In one way, I feel a bit bad because there's a really great new intake of kind of first-timers coming in, new energy, new ideas. But actually, I've been going through my list of old friends who I don't really get to meet in other places apart from coming to camp and stuff. So I'm a little bit conflicted. I'm glad I haven't just gone to sessions. I've done my networking and stuff, but I'm feeling a little bit chagrined that I haven't added new names and ideas into my mix.
So what you'd really like for them to do is to add more corridor time into the schedule.
Yeah, corridor time, because the original idea for open space is, Harrison Owen said the best bit about traditional conferences is the coffee breaks. So the format is how do we turn the whole thing into a coffee break? And now maybe the maturity of the camp experience is such that people are even trying to get away from the self-generated sessions and get more of the pure coffee break experience.
So you want to go retro a little bit, yeah?
Yeah, and I think this particular camp, so UK Gov Camp is the mothership of the government camps, if you want. It's interesting, yesterday I was in an event which was a non-conference on conferences and got a bit of a sight on, there's a lot of unconference practice happening in non-governmental circles. And so the Gov Camps have kind of bred a particular cultural flavor amongst themselves, but this is really the big beast of the Gov Camps, and I think there's it, because of its nature, it's struggling with the questions of scaling well, and so a new experiment this year is doing the lottery, which I think has worked out really quite well. In the back of my mind, I'm wondering if the next challenge is being able to accommodate the larger demand, because unconferences, open spaces are scalable kind of mechanism. And I think we need to ask some hard questions about whether, rather than limiting the numbers to keep it at a particular scale, we can rise to the challenge to accommodate the bigger scale of the demand that's out there.
Do you remember what it was like before? What was it like before we had something like this? And what does something like this camp scene bring to both internal government departments but people working outside of government?
First thing is like the contrast between a camp rather than the traditional programmed conference thing, ideas, traditional conferences, if you want. It completely flattens the existing power structures and how people like wield positions of authority in, for example, how they program an agenda. So I think it allows for the kind of conversations that need to be happening which don't have a place in other areas. And that's something that the rest of the sector can really learn. And maybe that's related to my thinking on the scaling. If we're going to have any more impact than we currently have, and it's questionable like how much tangible impact we have, then we need to open up much wider, and we need to allow people who have never had this kind of an experience to understand how it can provide value to their work in delivering public services. This camp also started with a kind of a digital label on it. In unconferences, a very important thing is how you define the theme or how you craft the invitation and you let people know why we're gathering here. And so, for example, in Wales, we don't have anything which says it's digital at all. It's for people who work in or with government and are interested in improving public services. And as a result, that we've got a slightly different framing of the invitation, we've had a lot more citizens coming right from the outset. It wasn't something that we had to work, oh, now we should have more citizens coming in. Just the way that we framed the invitation. Some digital things are talked about, but a lot of like policy innovation stuff is naturally encouraged by that invitation. So maybe Mothership Camp needs to let go of the, I know that wasn't explicitly stated, but it's still very much part of the culture of this one. That's people who are interested in digital in government, they go to UK Gov Camp. maybe some more explicit thinking about how to allow that conversation to happen, but not let that label really be the kind of the defining characteristic of...
Because it can be quite disenfranchising, kind of, the digital thing.
Yeah.
Lots of people think, well, digital, that's not for me, you know, because I'm not au fait with all of that, and I'm kind of... They don't really understand what digital really is.
Yeah.
And so that gets in the way. I mean, I'm a citizen who turned up to this stuff just because... Not because I worked with government at that point or did anything at all. I just saw it as a way to be an activist and kind of get involved, and you can only change from inside effectively. So, you know, just shouting outside the gates wasn't doing the job, coming to doing something like this. So I want to see it go to another level and do something that does increase the impact. Also, I'm not sure we've captured the stories about what the impact has actually been.
Yeah.
So I think that's one of the things I'd like to see, is a bit more of the storytelling and a bit of kind of collating of looking back with the 10 years before they start to think about the next one. What have we actually done? What has it led to? What seeds were sown? What, you know, who puts the relationship back, you know, and going back to the huge number of people who've attended them, I think it would be really good to kind of get a sense of, actually, this has done some stuff.
Yeah, and the main, like, poster child story is in the early days of this camp, conversations around we really need to build capability, digital capability within government, and then you had that seminal moment where Mike Bracken comes back and says, I'd like to thank you guys for these conversations, because arguably there would be no GDS if it hadn't been. But that's not, you know, after 10 years, that's the big win, but that's not
the only win.
Yeah, we can't rest on our laurels. Like, what's the next challenge? And I think the fact that for the first time there's a permanent secretary who's here is really encouraging. A few years ago, Tom Steinberg came to one of the sessions and he said, what I'm wondering is why you people sitting around here aren't running local authorities now. Yeah. How much power does the movement, you know, do we really have people in positions of power and authority that can take ideas that are seeded within this movement and make them realities within public services? So it's very encouraging that somebody who demonstrably has a lot of power is actually engaging and participating into these kinds of formats, but I think there's a long way to go, and maybe that's also related to the scale thing.